What's up, guys? Welcome to the Nerd Offensive. As Sean almost lights shit on fire.
Oh, did I? Oh.
No, just the look on your face looked like you almost.
Oh no, I bumped into this wall, and I'm still trying to recover from that dab from earlier. And wow,
that last dab, you could say.
Oh, hey, a Hot Ones reference. I like it. Yeah, except for I wouldn't want to put another dab on that one because unlike from the show, I think I can withstand the wing challenge. If I did a dab on top of that dab, I probably would have died.
I could concur with that, yes.
I'd be ruining the cause, man. You can't be the first person to die from what is technically weed, even though now you can blow your house up trying to make it, but...
It's like, yeah, when did innocent make your own hash.
That yeah, innocent not drugs... A good idea. Turned all into, like, now it's like a meth lab. It's like, no. They weren't making meth. They were only making wax, dude. It's much better. But you could still blow your house up trying to make it. It's like, I'll let other people make
Leave it.
Leave
it to the professionals.
Exactly. Now people got to be a Walter White of that shit.
Ooh. Leave it to One-Armed Fred.
Right? I would love to see some blue fucking wax.
I don't know. That probably means there's something in it.
There's got to be something in it anyway. I mean, it involves a lot of flames and stuff, so it's like melting it down to a certain consistency. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like I know.
Actually, the ways I've seen it done, there's no actual flame
really
involved.
How are these people blowing up their houses?
The compression. There's a lot of compression involved.
Okay.
And butane.
Yeah, okay. So compressed air and butane together could be a flammable combination if something happens and I can see people being stupid and knocking something over and boom.
It's a crazy process for sure.
Yeah. I bet there's a YouTube video I could watch. I just haven't watched. Of all the YouTube videos, I've never actually thought to look it up. I guarantee you there's somebody out there who's like, yeah, check this out, YouTube.
Oh yeah, guaranteed.
But probably how the cops learned.
I'm a hoodlum. I've seen it done in real life.
Nice. Hey, and nobody blew up.
Good point. Let's see. Where do we want to start this week? Do you have anything you want to... Other than your Hatchet 2 stuff?
You know, I'll just get this out of the way. Last night was the... since this being a Monday, I mean, people might not know that, but... there was the very first ever Women's Elimination Chamber match. Alexa Bliss had to defend her title in the match against five other women and ended up being a pretty decent match. So it's like they're just making all these firsts that they can. So it's like now they've had the first Women's Elimination Chamber match and Alexa Bliss retained. So she
They paid a lot for that chamber. They want to find reasons to use it.
Oh, yeah. That's why starting after WrestleMania again, what WWE is going to do is they're going to split the pay-per-views between both shows again. So everyone will be like a mega show. So there'll be a number of matches from Raw and a number of matches from SmackDown.
So they're not going to alternate where 1 month is... Or what they've been doing every 2 weeks or whatever.
Right? Yeah, almost every 2 weeks is what it was going on and has happened before. So it's like they've gone through this process numerous times before and they're just going through it again. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it'll be some interesting shows and I bet it'll be able to create some interesting tension so you can have more cross-brand matches too.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they do drafts every once in a while, because again, after the WrestleMania
well, I'm sure
is when
it'll be a yearly thing again.
Yeah. After WrestleMania is when they split them up the first time, so it's like split them up again. We'll see what happens. At least I think that's when it was. I don't know. Everything happens
you
so
would
fast
know better
anymore.
Than I.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. But just time flies anymore, so hard to keep track. But other than that, you just get your normal other WrestleMania story that Roman Reigns will be facing Brock Lesnar again.
Woo.
I guess. I don't know.
Right.
So
both people I could fucking care less about.
Yeah. Again, they strip most people who don't do the 30-day clause for defending a championship, but Brock Lesnar gets the apparently like 100-something days. Because he only has to come back every couple months to be like, hey, Remember
I'm
me?
I'm still alive.
Yeah, I'm the biggest champion you got. Instead, no, you got The Miz out there busting his ass, making the Intercontinental title look relevant. So, and he's doing it because that's the only title that gets defended besides the tag team titles. And those are just basically kind of throwaway titles anyway anymore.
Right.
I mean, they're trying to do something with the tag team division, but it's still just people thrown together. SmackDown has a better tag team division, in my opinion. Yeah. But, yeah, that's about all there is for that.
All right. Well, I'll keep it rolling with TV-related stuff then. First off, we have the announcement of the new Power Rangers series. It's going to be the Beast Morphers.
Is this still on Nickelodeon?
Yes. Okay. Nickelodeon's going to have the rights for a while.
Yeah, but they've been doing it for a while. Yeah,
but this will be the first series where the toys are produced by Hasbro.
Oh.
As Bandai no longer has the rights.
Pardon me. Bandai was doing it forever, so mm-hmm. I mean, we'll see what Hasbro can do. I mean, I definitely like Bandai a lot more, but we'll see. Mm-hmm.
And it looks like, from what I've seen, it starts out with at least a 3-person team. And
That's the smallest one so far, huh?
Yeah. I think maybe. I'm not 100% sure. But it is the first time that they will be in leather suits.
Ooh-hoo. And I wonder if this is,
be a little bit more friendly to my body frame if I decide to go this route.
Well, and that makes me wonder, too. It's like, since Nickelodeon's been in charge, have they been doing, like, more of the Sentai? Or are they making
their
own?
They're a few years behind. No, they're still basing it
on. So they're changing with the Sentai, so this has already happened over
there. Oh, yeah, a few years ago. Okay. So I think 2012 these ones might have come out there.
Wow. Damn. It's like, you don't realize it, but that's already 6 years.
Yeah, they're at least 10 years or so, you know.
Ooh. Damn.
Ahead, yeah. They've been going for quite a while.
Wow.
Let's see. Oh, and I guess the only other TV thing I really have here is Timmy had a interesting realization with all the CW shows.
Oh, what's that?
So, all right, well, first let me get this out of the way. I'm not against them, you know, making characters that were white in the comics black in TV shows.
Don't tell me Black Lightning was white.
No. He noticed that a good chunk of the characters that they've turned black in the TV shows were gingers in the comics.
Well, I mean,
so they're changing all the gingers black.
You know?
Jimmy Olsen?
Yeah. The Pyro? I think that's his name? No, not Pyro. Heatwave? I think it's Heatwave. Sorry. His hair is fire.
You mean Firestorm.
Firestorm. There we go. Well,
they turned him black in the comics, I think, first.
Yeah, but he was also a ginger, obviously, to match his flaming hair.
The new Starfire that they cast for Titans.
What if they redo like
Iris West, Wally West?
Oh man! What about the girl Robin who was a redhead? They change her.
Well, first they'd have to.
That would have been when Marlon Wayans played Robin.
But yeah, I thought that was kind of funny when Timmy brought that up. So I thought
That is interesting.
Let's see here. From that, I already brought up Hasbro, so let's go into this. Hasbro has announced a new thing that they're doing called HasLabs, which is going to be crowdfunding. It sounds kind of
like a Build-A-Bear where you get to go make a toy?
No, it basically sounds very similar to what Mattel was already doing with Maddie.
Okay.
Basically, they'll come out with this cool big idea.
Like a line of replicas?
Yeah, and then so many people buy into it. If enough people buy it, then they'll make it.
Do they already have some licenses that they're working on? Or
I mean, Hasbro already has licenses for pretty much everything, so they can dip into whatever they want. But their first venture is they're going back into the classic Star Wars
Making some lightsabers or something?
No, so this is going to be for the 3.5-inch classic figures.
Oh!
It is a 4-foot-long, 14-pound...
Millennium Falcon. No,
Jabba's sail barge.
Oh, wow! Did they ever have one of those to begin with? No. Was there ever... There was never...
These are all going to be new things. They're not going to be rehashing old stuff.
Okay, 14 pounds. God, that's going to be like a $150 toy. And it's just, oh no, that means you already know the price.
Yeah.
You already know the price. Oh, yeah. I'm wrong. Yeah. I'm wrong by a lot.
Oh, yeah.
14 pounds, what is it, like $100 a pound?
No, not that much, no, no.
Five?
Ding.
Wow.
It'll be $500.
Dude, I could buy a replica championship up for that. I'd rather do that.
Continental title. The cutoff date will be April 13th, and they need to, or there has to be a total sale of 5,000.
You know there's going to be somebody out there buying two of them or three of them.
Yeah. You know, stores, things like that, I'm sure.
One I get to open, and one I don't.
But yeah, I mean, you figure that's, so if they're selling them for 500 pop, a pop, that's 2.5 million bucks they'll make right off the bat there.
That's about the best I can whistle, too. Damn. Damn. Yeah, that's a pretty penny, Disney.
Yeah, and their whole...
Helping them make that money.
Their whole slogan for it is, they're making trophy items of significance and size.
Right, and it's funny too. It's a perfect time to bring out the barge since they're no longer allowed to make the slave Leia toy.
Right.
It's like, well, what was on the barge? Oh yeah, slave Leia, choking out Jabba. So.
But yeah, I'll be interested to see where that goes in the future. Since, oh yeah. I mean, they could go anywhere with that Transformers.
Easily. All kinds easily. Of shit. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of toys that weren't made. Or things that were made into it. I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything, but that'd be cool. I mean, yeah, I like where they're going with this. So
hells yes. Let's see here. Oh, let's keep the Hasbro train rolling.
Ooh, it's a train.
Transformers is going to reboot.
Beast Wars. No.
Well, who knows, but. Yeah, they're going to reboot after the Bumblebee movie, which I didn't know was a prequel.
Really?
It's based back when he's the older Camaro, I believe.
So maybe they'll bring back Shia?
That leads up to how he gets to that lot, more or less.
Oh!
Is what it looks like. But yeah, after that, they're rebooting it, and Hasbro is going to be taking more control.
Well, they like their toys, and so we'll see what they have control with. I'm pretty sure they can transfer some cool shit. Just transform a lot of shit.
Do I have any more toy news? No, that's all the toy news. Let's see.
I do have this to say, though. Hopefully, after all this Transformer stuff, that hopefully Michael Bay will never be able to touch another one.
Right. I hope to God he still doesn't have or gives up the right to Thundercats to somebody that can do justice.
Right. Yeah, I haven't even seen a single Transformers in a while. I haven't seen any of them with Mark Wahlberg.
Me either. So, I don't think I've seen any past the second.
I did happen to be flipping through the channels to catch TJ Miller's death scene in the one, and that kind of sucked. And I was like, oh, poor TJ.
let's see. Let's go.
Ooh, wait, real yes. quick, real quick. Is the thing that happened this morning or last night on your list of notes?
Oh, no, not yet, but we can get to that.
Oh, I just figured to talk about somebody's death scene to a near death. Okay, we'll save that.
Yeah.
Some people might already know.
yeah, we'll get into some, we'll get through our video game stuff here that I have, and then we'll talk about that. First off, Injustice 2
Yeah, they added more stuff. I know they added. Are you about to go where I think you're about to go?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yes, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that is the first time I've ever spent money on a fighting game because.
Oh, you got them?
I believe I spent the $10 on the fucking turtles.
I want to see them. I want to see. I saw a video where somebody.
They're fantastic.
Like, do you get to pick one, and then you still like your build up moves or bringing in the others?
The big move's the same regardless of who you are.
Okay, because the video I saw, the guy was Leonardo.
And the way you choose your character is basically by customizing your character, and when you change their weapon, then it changes.
So, I mean, you can go out there as Raphael and...
Yeah. And you can even, you know, unlock different masks and shit for those people, and then they'll be wearing that mask when they come in.
Mm, nice.
But the one that I've played the most with was Donatello, and I really, really liked how he controlled. He was awesome.
Yeah, I never saw any... I played a little bit
with Michelangelo.
Okay, nice. I never saw any of their super moves, because the video the guy...
It's all the same super move.
Okay, yeah, just the video the guy kept doing...
But they end it with the shell shock.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah, because the video
I saw... have to show you this.
Right, yeah, hell yeah, I want to see that, because, yeah, they just kept wasting their PowerPoints on bringing in the additional character, because every time the power bar would pop up and be like, oh, now you can use Donatello, or Raphael, or Michelangelo, or it said something like, I didn't really see what said on the bottom, but every time he pressed the button, a different turtle came out, so.
It might differ on whose power it is, because, like, Michelangelo, that button, it's... You hit the B button and you use that power. Michelangelo, he pulls out his skateboard.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, the guy was playing as Leonardo. He was able to bring out Donatello, Raphael, and Michelangelo during the battle.
Huh, nice.
That's how, yeah, they...
That's because he's the leader, so that's probably his power.
Okay, yeah, because the video was just the turtles beat up Superman.
I was getting so angry at Superman last night.
Well, Superman is supposed to be unbeatable.
The fuck Superman, he's a piece of shit.
Just because you're green doesn't mean it's kryptonite.
I was specifically told we need to find Flash and Robin stuff for Tim, his baby. Oh. A bunch of people got him Superman stuff, and he's not having it.
Adorable. That's the best part right there. It's like, no, I didn't ask for Superman. What are you talking about? Oh. You don't know me at all.
I thought of a cool name for a nickname that I'm going to call the baby. Mighty Murphin Power Baby.
Oh.
And if he's a ginger, he's going to be Mighty Murphin Power Ginger.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm fucking lame, I know. But
no, whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Let's see.
A good chance that it's going to be ginger, too. So.
Oh, yeah, everybody's hoping for a ginger baby, I'm sure.
But I don't know, sometimes you get your kids come out blonde, you never know what to do.
It's going to come out albino.
Nice. Just comes out with suntan lotion. Like, hey, what's going on? How are you guys doing? Working on my tan.
Turn these lights down a little bit. They're fucking killing me.
Right?
Little Murphy Brown.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's a good thing he doesn't listen to this. Let's see. Where was I going? Sea of Thieves. They are definitely... testing the shit out of their servers to make sure things are ready to go on launch day. Well, they know a lot of people are going to be playing.
Well, I mean, people are able to play it right now, right?
No.
Oh, that thing's over? Latest,
yeah, it's been like every other weekend the past like month, pretty much. And yeah, I finally got a full team going. We played for a while. We got greedy. We got 10 chests on board, and then we got fucked up.
Was it by the same people over and over again, though?
No, there was actually quite a few ships that we encountered this time around, which was a first. You get off the fucking computer, fat fucking wow. cat
attack.
But yeah, we got greedy, and every port we went to, it seemed like there was another ship just coming straight for it. It's like, motherfucker.
They can see how many treasure chests you have, right?
Oh, no.
No?
I mean, not unless you have them out in the open.
You might have been the first thing they saw in a while, and they're like, let's go get them.
Yeah, it's definitely possible.
But you kept kicking ass.
I don't know what you did, Cap. I'm going to kick your ass.
Uh-oh. What did it do?
He just hit something, so I got fucking adjust some shit.
Yeah, he jumped around like the ASD enter tab. I don't know what buttons are over there. But he did have his paws on the keyboard. It was a good jump.
Yeah, no, I think I'm just fucking stuff up now. But anyways,
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Yeah, what do you got going on there? The cat's back.
So I finally got me a 1X.
Yeah, it's all that. It's slimmer, sleeker, sexy.
It's definitely nice. I'm enjoying it.
Hell yeah.
And then
what is it? A teraflop?
Terabyte.
What was the thing we were?
God damn it! Fucking cat.
He just doesn't get it.
Ah.
That's why they call him Megatron, dude. He's bent on destruction. You will worship me, Megatron.
Okay.
Decepticons anyways, for life.
What the fuck's going on here now?
But he always comes back to Transformers.
Where the fuck was I?
Oh. Oh, yeah, you just got your 1X, and... Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
And you like the, what, is this the it's...
All right, now that we got that figured out and yeah, that going, I have no idea where we're at, so we're just going to move on.
yeah, before the cat attack.
Yeah, fucking cats.
Made us pause and shit. Oh, I don't remember.
All right, anyways.
We could just go back and listen to it, but ain't nobody got time for that.
Nope.
Time to live in the now.
So, do you play Pokemon Go anymore?
A little bit. I mean, every once in a while, the last couple of nights, I've been playing like a couple minutes here and there, just trying to see if I can remember to keep a streak going. But mainly, it's just to see if I can get any of the new Pokemon, which surprisingly, there's a lot of.
Yeah.
Never seen any of them before.
I open it every now and then, but yeah, did you see we're now going to be getting a Ghostbusters version, basically?
No, I did not see that. What?
It's going to be called Ghostbusters World, and it's going to be an AR game just like Pokemon Go, but you go out in the world and...
Doing multiples makes sense.
Actually, catch Ghostbusters, or ghosts from the Ghostbusters universe.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go catch the Scolari brothers. But... Yeah, because I remember hearing about the Harry Potter thing, too. That was going to be a thing, so it's just like, there's going to be a everything Go or
mobile. Oh, yeah, I'm sure eventually.
So, yeah, Ghostbusters just makes sense. I mean, they've already tried with that one game, where it just used your camera. Yeah.
But this, I mean, it's going to be like, you actually go out and do all that fun stuff. But, yeah, so we'll see how that goes. I don't know, I'll give it a try as long as I don't have to pay money for it.
Right. The interesting thing about Pokemon Go for me is that I've never had a phone that will let me do the VR thing.
Yeah, mine never works either.
So it's like some people have fun with that shit, and I've never got to experience it. So it's like I'm just thinking the Ghostbuster things would be the same thing, unless they got right. Some fake a firehouse background that I can shoot the ghost in whenever it decides to show up on my little... Almost like a GPS map of whatever city I happen to be in. It's like, I hope it has that.
Yeah, we shall see.
Yeah.
I don't think it had a release date, so we'll, yeah, get it when we get it.
It makes me wonder. I saw a little video where somebody was shooting at a Slimer, and
yeah,
I didn't hear any volume, so was that it?
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
I didn't see the full video either. It was still just passing through, and I'm just like, oh, look, another Ghostbuster thing.
Yeah, that would be the one. Let's see here. Dark Horse is coming out with something I might be interested in picking up.
The comic, right? Comic company? Yeah. Dark Horse? Okay.
But it's not comic related at all.
Really?
It's going to be a 256-page Mario encyclopedia that covers all the main games from 85 up to 2015.
Wonder if they're going to get, like, what they should do is get some of the comic book artists to do all the art for the Mario. Get Mario and Luigi looking like badasses and shit.
That'd be pretty cool.
But like, yeah, an entire
pieces.
Yeah, exactly. But entire encyclopedia too. Like, there's a lot of things people probably don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things I don't know. It's like, figure out everything that Mario has ever done. I mean, and to think that that thing's going to have to cover every single, like, Mario Party and Mario Kart and just anything. Probably a special mention sections for everything people have done in Mario Builder.
Well, no, it just, I mean, it's going to cover all the main games, so I'm sure, like, all the...
They might not have Mario Odyssey in there yet.
No, it only goes up to 2015.
What about Mario being porn? Everything becomes porn. But, does, even sorry, somebody said they thought Mario became porn, but... what about Luigi? Does he get a mention? What about his mansion? Well,
I'm sure he'll be in it. I don't know. I don't think it specified all the games. I didn't read that far into it.
One of the funner... that's how you say it, right? Funner? One of the more fun, I don't know, games that I played at an arcade was get inside and sit down, and he actually got these little vacuum tubes, and it was for one of the Luigi Catch the Ghost games. And they actually,
Mansion.
Yeah, and they actually gave you little nozzles to shoot at stuff, and it was pretty cool to be inside and play that game.
Oh, I bet you would like to get inside Luigi.
Yeah, me and my daughter were in there. She was better than I was.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
What?
Whoa, whoa.
What are you saying? Whoa. You said get inside the Luigi game. We got inside the Luigi game.
I did not say game.
Oh.
Yeah, I did not say game. I just said Luigi.
Don't take your daughter with you to your fucking gay guy adventures and shit, man.
Why does everything have to become a gay guy thing? What is that all about?
You banged a dude named Luigi.
Nobody banged a dude named Luigi. The game, it was fun. Banged it out.
Oh, fuck. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, everybody just hears what they want to hear anymore.
What the fuck else?
Why would we want to hear that?
Anyway, it was a fun game.
Let's see.
Hey, when does the Rocky Mountain pinball thing happen again? We need to see if we can get involved with that.
I'm not sure, but I'm actually glad you bring that up, because we are in the, I guess you'd say, quote-unquote, next round to find out. If we get a table, we should be finding out
at Starfest.
Yeah, nice. We should be finding out within the next couple weeks.
Good, good. That's turned out really well. I want to see how. The people that keep announcing for DCC just keeps getting better too.
Yeah, I'm already counting DCC out. I won't be able to afford that shit anyway.
No, I'm just thinking like one day anyway. But I mean. If we can get in there as a...
If we can get media passes, maybe, but other than that, I am SOL.
Yeah. Just be another fiasco like
fucking
last year.
Fucking bitches, man.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just no words, dude. I know exactly what you mean.
Let's see. On a more positive note...
It wasn't cancer.
The Kinect is good for something.
What?
Art theft. In a manner of speaking.
What does that mean?
So, a story came out, I believe it was... Son of a bitch. It was, I think, sometime last week.
About what now?
That a couple in Berlin's museum in Berlin, they have a... bust of Nefertiti that, you know, is fucking with shit shot. But that was, you know, found in Egypt and then taken to Berlin and put in their museum, so technically stolen. But anyways, that's beside the point. So this couple from Egypt basically went into the museum with a Kinect hooked up inside her shirt, more or less.
And it was able to scan?
And they were able to, you know, walk around. It took several hours worth of scanning to do it, but they were able to get a full-on, high-res, perfect scan of the whole thing so they could, you know, replicate it, 3D print it, and all
and
that
just,
good stuff.
Of just one painting?
No, of a bust.
Oh, okay. I'm like... Nobody stands around for 7 hours in a museum like that.
No, and then they're able... Well, I mean, they had to time it right with the guards. They had to take breaks so they wouldn't be quite so obvious, but...
Yeah, because again, who's spending that much time in a damn museum? I don't care how much you appreciate art.
And the thing that makes it even more impressive, it was the 360 version of the Kinect.
And, you know, GameStop just throws those away anymore. It's like, I see a lot of videos where people do the dumpster diving things because I don't know why, it's just fascinating to me. It's like Barnes & Nobles and GameStop throw away some great shit. Five Below, too, but I don't know what Five Below is or where one is. Must be in another state. But, yeah, with GameStop, it's like they're finding... this one dude found, like, six Kinects in a week.
Disconnected now.
Huh?
I mean, they're basically discontinued now.
But they still work for shit. I mean, that's what the Ghost Adventure people, that dude made the thing that scans a room, almost like what it looks like in Paranormal Activity, was at 4, when they see the Kinect lights on the wall.
It's funny that you bring up something like that. I just read a story earlier today.
Ooh, ghost related?
Kinda. About a amateur ghost hunter that set up a infrared camera in his bedroom. All he ended up catching was his son fucking his fucking new wife.
Wow. She's like, I don't know what happens, but something just keeps ghost fucking me. He's like, that's my son. What the fuck?
Right? That's so fucked up.
Oh.
But yeah, so the Kinect is good for something.
Art right? theft. That's of all the times that he should have just been like, let's go to my room. And she's like, no, come to ours. You should know, it's like, if you got some dad who's into shit like that, there's a camera somewhere in that house.
Right, for sure.
Wow. That's like porn status. It's like only in porno do you get to fuck like your new stepmom or something like that. Right. That's what it was. That was his stepmom.
Yeah.
That's so, fucking crazy.
All right, so one last thing.
I'm just sorry. That's just fucking crazy.
So one last thing before we get into your movie review for the week and the thing that you kind of alluded to earlier. Kevin Smith. Mm-hmm. We found out this morning had a massive heart attack.
Massive. But it's like if he would have acted any later.
Blockage in his, what was it, LDS?
Yeah, they call it the Widowmaker.
Yeah, one of the main, or the main artery.
It was definitely one of the arteries. Oh, God. Lower. Was it one of his ventricles? Oh, God. Either way, they call it the Widowmaker because people don't normally survive that.
Especially 100% blockage.
Yeah, and it's like, man, it's like it just even lets you know that it's like if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen, because Kevin Smith was getting into all kinds of like losing the weight. He lost a lot of weight. I mean, he doesn't even look the same really anymore. Right. I mean, he still wears all the hockey jerseys, but the hockey jerseys look a lot bigger on him now.
And I haven't heard any LAD when it, yeah. I was just trying to think of LSD, I'm sure.
Oh.
But yeah, the LAD, 100% blockage.
Ugh, like the lower AOR, I don't know. I don't remember anymore. That's one of those things that made me sad, too. It's like you think about the things you used to know again, like in third grade, I used to be able to read music. I used to be able to read music, write music. And then you just stop playing the recorder and you don't care anymore. I knew all the notes, I knew everything. And now, boom, it's like, and again, it's like, you never know when your time is going to go, but Kevin Smith got to the hospital in time.
Thank God.
No, yeah.
Because 2018 has sucked enough. We don't need to lose Kevin Smith.
Right? And I can only imagine how ironic he would think it if he goes before Stan Lee.
Fuck that.
Right? I mean, I still need to see Moose Jaws, so, no, you got some work to do, sir.
Right, the way I see it. Kevin Smith has more to offer me at this point than Stan Lee does. He's given me all he's going to give me.
Right. Have you seen Yoga Hosers yet? You saw Yoga Hosers, right?
I have not.
It's on Netflix as well.
I have not seen the Bratzies yet.
It's great, though. I mean, Justin Long is in this one, too.
I guess
too.
The helmet that they wear is what they give out for live shows.
Oh, they give those helmets
for
out?
For Edumacation. Yeah, Andy McKelfrish, because he's the one that made them. Yeah, so he 3D prints one out for every show and makes nice. Apple Nicer the best question.
It's like a version of the hat. Like, do you remember the end of Team
Your
America?
German Nazi helmet, I imagine.
Well, kind of, but in Team America, when Kim Jong-il falls off the thing and lands on that dude's helmet,
mm-hmm.
It's one of those helmets, you know?
That's what I kind of pictured.
Yeah. So it's like, that's cool that they make them, though, for the audience. I like that. And yeah, I like Justin Long's character. His name is Yogi Berra. Oh, or Yogi Bear. And like his place was called Jellystones.
Oh god.
Something like that. And they got a random scene where he's arguing with Warner Brothers. He's like, "No, I don't know what you're talking about." He's like, "I've never done that." And then like near the end, this is the only part I'm ruining for you. Is after he changes it from Jellystones, he changes it to like Little Boo Boos. And he's like, there's no way that there's two characters that are named that Yogi Bear and Boo Boo.
Oh, so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
But funny. All right. So let's get into what you're spoiling this week.
It's almost like I should spoil Yoga Hosers. But anyway, not going to do that.
Maybe another time.
Yeah. And I'm going to try to take a different approach. So I'm not spoiling this too much. There's a whole lot going on. Because, again, this is part two of a trilogy. This one's going to be Hatchet 2.
And since Sean told you the whole first movie, you can just jump right into the second.
Right. Well, and that's the way it's supposed to go. Because the movie ends abruptly. This one starts abruptly. But apparently, this lake has some crazy water in it, because it goes down the one chick, but in this movie she pops up Danielle Harris.
One thing before we get into this, because you mentioned camp.
I already mentioned Danielle Harris.
But you mentioned camp, and it made this pop into my head. Did you see that the original Friday the 13th camp is running a adult summer camp this year?
Yes.
That's fucking awesome, and I wish I could afford
to go to that. Oh, exactly. That would be so amazing.
Especially if it's all like Friday the 13th theme the whole time. That'd be fantastic. Right? Like, there's a killer at night that's like fake killing everyone, and if you're a survivor, you win a prize or some shit. That'd be so cool.
They actually set you up so it's like you could be the dude having sex with some lady. Be like, "I'm sorry, but you gotta be Kevin Bacon now."
Like, all right, you get to have sex, but you're gonna get killed.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take one for the team.
Right. Maybe it'd be it could be something similar to the one where the people were talking about the Nerf zombie deal, where it's like you could be raided at like 3 a.m.
Right.
It's like, oh, that'd be terrible. You're just in the middle of some good dreams. The next thing you know, fucking Jason's busting down your cabin door. You're like, oh fuck. Well, we're dead meat.
Actually played by Kane Hodder.
Oh, he's going to choke you.
He's going to choke you.
There's this bone.
Maybe I'm into that.
Right? Yeah, no, there's this bone that people have in their throats, and he doesn't give a fuck. At conventions, he just grabs you. He just grabs the shit out of you.
That's funny.
And he's broken numerous of whatever this bone is in your throat. It's like just a little cartilage. And he just breaks the shit out of it every time. Because he fucking chokes you, dude. You ask him to choke you, he's going to choke you. He's like, "Oh, was that good?" You're like, "I guess I'm going to go home and cry now." Because that was brutal.
All right, so where were we in your
Speaking of which, too? So Kane Hodder is one of the first things you see, too, because it ends where the first one ended, too. It's like they're in the same water. Yeah, and again, he pulls the original Mary Beth comes up as Danielle Harris now. There was some sort of dispute. She ended up making a couple good TV shows or something like that, and I guess wanted more money. I'm not 100% on that, but yeah, sounds about right. And so yeah, now you got Danielle Harris in this, and she swims away. She gets pulled out of the water by the old piss drinker guy from the first one, who was telling him not to go into the woods anyway. He explains a little bit more about what happened to Victor Crowley. I mean, they wanted to give the actual Kane Hodder more screen time, so they went into what happened, and it turns out it's like Kane Hodder is Victor Crowley's dad. His wife is dying of cancer. This lady comes over. The only way to describe it, she's a black lady, as a nurse, and Kane Hodder starts having an affair with her. And it turns out that they get pregnant. And as the wife's dying, they're in the swamp, so apparently the wife do some sort of voodoo. So there's a scene where she stands up, says some voodoo, touches the black lady's stomach. And so that was Victor Crowley's mom. Victor Crowley was born half black, half white. So I think there's some ethnicity in there for you. But either way, She's trying to go place it. She goes straight to Reverend Zombie. So Tony Todd is coming back. He gets more screen time in this, a lot more. This one is fun because now they're acknowledging the fact that Victor Crowley exists. Like in the first one, they weren't sure. Now they know, so they're getting a hunting party together, and they're actually going to go out and look for Victor Crowley. This is also where we get the return of Perry Shin, who's now playing Justin. In the first movie, he was Sean, but now he's Justin, his brother. So he was twins, you know? He gets to come back and do this. Who also works for Reverend Zombie. They arrange a whole bunch of people to show up. We get a lot of nice little cameos in this little scene. One of the guys who played, I think he was Leatherface in part 3 of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. R.A., I can't remember his full name, but his name is R.A. He's there. There's even a scene where they're handing out Chips Ahoy. Lloyd Kaufman is sitting in the crowd. And if you don't know who Lloyd Kaufman is, just Google trauma and you'll figure out real quick. And they even drop mention of other movies. There's this movie called The Rise, Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon. And one of the guys in the back is like, oh, they got Victor Crowley out here where I come from. In Glen Echo, we got Leslie Vernon. So they get that whole thing going on. Then they go into the swamp. So you got your whole list of characters. Everybody's out there actually trying to hunt this. So they believe that Victor Crowley is alive and they're going to figure it out. They just don't know what Victor Crowley is. And so a lot of these people, good cameos, most of them are just rednecks out there to be killed. And I'm not really going to ruin a whole lot of kills for you. The ones I will tell you about, there's one scene where these two people are out there fucking in the woods. And Victor Crowley just shows up behind the dude, decapitates the dude. This guy it just starts power thrusting because the body's going into convulsions and the girl's just fucking loving it. And then all of a sudden he stops because, again, he's got no head now. And she turns around to see what's going on. She freaks out, starts running up. He takes the axe. Boom! Right up in the baby carriage. Uh-huh. Yeah. And he pulls the axe out of there and then he plants it right in her chest. It's a pretty crazy thing. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, which is totally impractical because it's like a 12-foot chainsaw.
Jesus.
Yeah, the whole prop itself weighed like 120 pounds, so we had to pick it up. And Jason, like, or not, I'm sorry, not Jason, but still.
Jason, but not Jason.
Yeah, Victor Crowley gets to cut two people in half on this chainsaw. There's even a part, it's like when the people are dangling near their feet, you see their balls fall. Yeah. Oh, man, it gets crazy.
Jesus.
Yeah, but this movie is very well done. It's shot well. There's one scene that's like a 10-minute scene, and it's just one continuous shot. And 11 different characters get a whole line of shit going on. Like, everybody gets their dialogue in, and it's just one continuous shot of them walking through the forest. There's some good stuff going on in this movie. I mean, it depends. Some people would probably just be like, it's hokey and gory, but I like this shit. And this is another one of those movies. This is what I'll tell you, too. It ends abruptly because it has to lead right into part 3. But, man, Daniel Harris. Oh, I forgot about one of the other supporting characters that shows up. Tom Holland, a director for the most cases. I mean, he directed the original Fright Night and the first Child's Play. It's like, yeah, so it's like he's got horror lineage, too. It's just a fun star-studded cast. Tony Todd, great as always. I mean, he's just a great actor in general. I mean, even if you've only ever seen him as the Candyman, you got to check him out elsewhere too. He's just really good. Except for maybe The Rock. No, he was good in The Rock too. I liked him in The Rock. But yeah. Again, I'm going to try to do it like this from now on without dragging on and on and on. You know, it just a little more straight, honest review. And I'm going to give this...
a tad less spoilery.
Well, and not as many spoilers. I'm going to give you some spoilers, but I'm not going to ruin everything because, again, it's almost like, why do you want to watch the movie then if I'm just going to sit here and just babble about it? Unless you're watching me provide a commentary for it. It's like that's the only time I should be just talking about it the whole movie. It's like I'll talk about it in length while watching it in length. So, yeah, and this one, again, it has a dramatic end, too, and Daniel Harris, just great. Daniel Harris is great, as always. So
gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, her husband's a lucky man.
She is my horror movie crush, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's oh, man. That's all there is to it. Just, yeah.
It'd be awesome if she pops up somewhere in the new Halloween.
Right, yeah, that's what I liked about Rob Zombies. It's like he got to see her boobs finally. I mean, maybe you've seen her boobs before. I don't know, but
I almost landed that without damage. You know I did.
And that one, yeah,
fucking PUBG.
Right. Well, he's driving a car down the side of a mountain. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're gonna hit a tree.
Yeah, he hits a lot of shit.
Yeah.
The rendering's a lot better on the 1X.
Yeah, yeah, all that 4K shit. It's like 4K now, 5G.
Well, I have 4K on my TV. He doesn't have 4K on his.
Okay. Oh, by the way, 4. It gets 4 screams.
Oh, yeah, we've kind of been slacking on that part.
You put it in there last time, too?
No, not the past 2 weeks, I don't think.
Oh, was I listening to something else?
I didn't even ask you last week. I know that much.
Well, when
last week I also forgot to put the fucking music on.
Well, yeah, but when Zach was playing it at work, I thought
unless it was a different episode.
Maybe it was. No, well, I don't know. Oh, maybe I was talking about Cult of Chucky. I can't remember when he plays episodes. I'm just sitting there, like trying to work through it. I'm just like, oh no!
I have to hear myself in my head. I don't need to hear myself outside my head.
Yeah,
too.
It's like oh, it's like I will listen to him, but I don't want to listen to him with other people.
Then you can correct yourself.
Right, that's like an author reading his book out loud at the coffee shop. It's like Stephen King walks in and he's all like, "Jack Torrance had the croquet mallet and he was swinging it wildly at his wife." And it's like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, my creative process. You know, I just like to go out in public and show people what I've done. No. They'll find it on their own. Sick of every time somebody comes back into the kitchen, they're like, is this you? Yes. Yes, this is me.
Like, no, it's just a guy that sounds like me, so I like listening to him. It's
right. It's like
me.
Listen to that douchebag. I hate the sound of my own voice. That's just why everybody hates the sound of their own voice. That's why a lot of actors don't watch their own movies, probably.
And yet, we've been doing this for almost 70 episodes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's like I fast forward through my parts.
You know, we got to do something for 70.
Yeah. Maybe more like 75.
Yeah, no, maybe for 70 we'll get some people on or something.
Yeah, I mean, but it just be 75 is. I'm just thinking quarters.
Yeah,
70's a good one.
Whatevs.
Nah, 69.
No, because that's too much planning to do in a week.
Oh, yeah.
At least give it 2 weeks.
That episode just had to be
maybe gone. We can finally get Ben and Mike on so right. Mike can talk about our theme music.
Hell yeah. And that we need new theme music. No, I don't know if we do. I don't think we do. But
fuck no, I love our theme music. It's
maybe just segment music. Maybe like make some music for when it's like the ever changing movie theme.
Yeah, he recently posted something that was interesting. He made a whole little concept album using a bike, a screwdriver, and a couple other things.
Wow.
A relay pedal.
Who is his drug dealer? Oh, man. Yeah, that's you got to be high to think of that shit. There's no way.
I will not confirm that I have done shrooms with him, but...
Man, it's somebody just hearing a bike. It's like, yeah. What is it, like cards in the spokes? It's like, I can hear somebody, it's like, you hear that? There's a beat in there. Mm. it's like you know what I do? I play that little.
I mean, that's something you can ask him to.
Right? Yeah, it's like, you know what I do? I play a little doorknob jam. I make music. I mean, I'm not saying anything. I love creativity, and that is creative. With the screw, like, or does the screwdriver hit the spokes?
I'm pretty sure it may not have been him, but I'm pretty sure it was him that told me one time, you know, you've done a lot of shrooms when you go to the store not on shrooms, and, you know, like the little grating they have out front, you look at it and it starts vibrating.
Is that what that means?
I don't know, maybe.
I thought that my eyes just like to, my eyes do that when I drink too much sometimes. I don't know. Is that a combination of mushrooms and alcohol?
Well, mind-altering substances.
Yeah, because it usually is a lot of the stuff the next day, actually, is what it is. It's a lot of that next day shit. It's like, it's fun when it's happening, but the next day sucks.
All right, well, I think that's about, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else here, I don't think.
No, I can't really. No, recommendation. If you haven't yet, watch Glow on Netflix. I just binged the whole fucking season in one day because it's only like 30 minutes, and that is awesome.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yes, yeah. It took me through all my emotions. Yeah, I don't know if it was because I was high as shit, but it even made me cry a couple times. That shit was serious.
And what was your favorite term that you learned?
Oh, the term for miscarriage is a womb goof. A womb goof. What the hell? Oh, yeah, he even said cunt punch a couple times, which was really funny. And when he tried to make a story out of it, that's what the Glow was originally going to be, like some sort of story. The main character was named Cunthra. I mean, they were really going to let him say cunt on TV, probably. Cunthra.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and thank God it didn't work that way, because the ultimate goal of the story that he wrote was they were all wrestling for a chance to be with the last man on Earth to reproduce. Jesus. And they were all going to beat each other up for a nut.
Oh, man.
That's the only way that would work, because it's like, you know what those extreme terrorists do. They blow themselves up for pussy in another dimension. So it's like, these are just ladies wrestling for a nut. I will be the one to reproduce. And it's like, thank God that didn't happen.
Right.
The 80s would have been the time for that to happen, but thank God it didn't happen. Fucking 80s, man. That's a slogan right there. It was the 80s, guys.
Anything goes. All right, so yeah, we'll go ahead and wrap this up with,
plugs. Oh, real quick, though. This is a good way to wrap this up. It's never a non-recommendation. Do not watch the remake to Cabin Fever. Gross. Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, if you had to watch the Cabin Fever, watch the original Cabin Fever. Don't watch this new one. Gross. I mean, no more. I mean, the first one was gross, but still, gross. Cabin Fever in general. Why make a shot-for-shot remake? This isn't Psycho.
Really?
A shot-for-shot remake, pretty much.
With the leg shaving and everything?
Yeah, yeah. Only this time they do this weird twist where, like, the girls are like, it's one of those moments where you're just like, you just want to go to the person next to you and just fuck their brains out because you know you're going to die anyway. And so they do that, and, like, there's this one scene, it's like he, like, accidentally scratches her back, and it's just like everybody's falling apart. It's fucked up. She's the one who gets torn apart by dogs. And that movie, I'll spoil the shit out of, because nobody needs to see that. Fuck that.
All right, so
Shame on you, Eli Roth, for making it the first time.
All right, on that note, you can get a hold of us on Twitter at Nerd Offensive.
I'm at my name at some form of it. I really...
That helps nothing.
No, it doesn't.
I'm at Evil Has a Destiny. Hopefully we'll be at Starfest in April. That's what, 420 weekend?
Yeah.
And, check out our buddies Bitface. They're awesome.
That'd be amazing to be out there for 420.
Fuck Stone Sports. And until next time, guys, keep it nerdy.